You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Oh, just another ho-hum week as we welcome you back in MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition. If there's one thing the Cubs do well, it's status quo, boring, one week after another, and that was this week again. Jake Arrieta with the no-hitter in L.A. Kerry Muscat, I don't know if you got any sleep or not. I know this was the week we're going to talk about the pajama party on the plane, maybe follow up on the grilled cheese from last week in San Francisco, but we got to go with Arrieta. What stands out? What are the images and moments from the no-hitter?
It was just a perfect night to pitch, number one. I mean, the temperature was perfect. I know it sounds silly, but it really was like the perfect setting. What was funny was catcher Miguel Montero said that Arrieta was just horrible when he was warming up. And Montero was worried because he said, you know, he thought maybe Arrieta was trying to do too much because they'd lost four in a row and wanted to get the team back on track. And then, boom, he comes into the game, and it was just really fun to watch. It was just, you know, perfect execution on pitches, did what he wanted to do, maintained his velocity all the way through. And to be honest, those of us that have watched Jake kind of know that he's been capable of doing this for a while. I mean, last year, seven times in his last bit of starts, he'd taken a no-hitter into the fifth. So it was just a matter of somehow kind of getting over the hump a little bit, if that's a fair way to put it. But what I want to make sure people remember, not just the no-hitter, is he had just this incredible month of August. I mean, he went 6-0. He's got like a under one ERA. I mean, it's just, he's been the guy. He's been the ace. He's been just exactly what the Cubs need. And it's just been very impressive. Then, of course, it's probably the first time, I'm guessing, in Major League Baseball history that a pitcher would go into his news conference wearing a long onesie, which he did, which was decorated with mustaches, which was very appropriate for Jake. He's very, very particular about his mustache, and because that was all part of the pajama game that the Cubs were doing. They were, because of the late night flight from LA back to Chicago Sunday, they were going, Madden wanted the guys to wear pajamas, and I think it was 100% participation from the players, and there was quite a variety of outfits, but it was 100% participation. The only thing they didn't factor in was that it was like 90-something degrees. So here are these guys in these fleece head-to-toe outfits, and they're just sweating. But other than that, I know they were going to have the air conditioner on high for the bus and for the plane, so they'll probably be fine.
Yeah, well, that's what, you know, obviously it seems like it would be kind of uncomfortable, but they don't care because they're goofing around having fun. I guess that's what, you know, that's the whole point of the exercise, right?
Right, and Madden's thing, Madden was, obviously they were going to do this win or lose, and Madden's point is it's a, as he likes to say, it's a win-win-win situation. I mean, if you lost that day's game, then boom, you just can forget about it because you're all wearing pajamas. If you win the game, then you can celebrate, and then the third win, I'm not quite sure, but that's just Joe. So we just go with the flow with him. He said he did this with the Rays when they had a flight from Anaheim to Baltimore. And the guys liked it. And I mean, I'm telling you, the guys were really happy in their pajamas. I mean, Starlin Castro told me that he was wearing Mario Brothers outfit that his son has, a child version of, so, you know, father and son type thing. So there were a few camouflage ones, which were a little weird. Tommy Hunter was dressed in his Alabama onesie, which was nice. Thanks to his mother-in-law for providing that, but it was odd. And then, because before they went on the team bus, they wanted to pose for a picture on the field, so I was out there taking photos, and it was just it's just kind of a surreal ending to the day. You know, here you've got this guy that throws this no-hitter, all business, and then you're out there on the field with 30-something plus guys all in their pajamas. So it was a little funny.
It is. It's a new era. I mean, every once in a while. I love these things. I think they're fun. I picture though, like, you know, Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth or Heinie Manouche or, you know, name the old Jimmy Fox. Can you imagine these guys back in the good old days doing this kind of stuff?
No, we were kind of joking. You know, we couldn't see Don Zimmer doing this. We couldn't see, you know, a lot of players doing this. And then, of course, I was asking players if they actually wore these things to sleep in. And Anthony Rizzo apparently did wear his to sleep in because his hotel room was so cold. So it actually came in handy. So they weren't all right. But, I mean, I give these guys, I don't know how they found them. And I was told that some of the guys, the searches were really extensive. You know, unfortunately, Justin Grimm ordered one in a shark outfit, but it was in a woman's size. We had to return that to get a men's size because it just didn't quite function. And then Chris Bryant was, like, decked out full Ninja Turtle. I mean, it was just really fun. And to find something that fits a guy who's 6'5", and he said it fit perfect and it was comfortable. So, I wish I could have worn pajamas on my flight home from L.A., but I couldn't. So, it would have been a little more comfortable, too.
Well, they get home with a win on top of it. What about the play, right? Enrique Hernandez, in your estimation, an error on Castro? Was it that close? What do you think?
I thought it was an error all the way. And I think, and I thought Castro explained it perfectly. He said if he would have, you know, backhanded it, if he would have tried to do something else, you know, he was just standing there. The ball came right at him, and it handcuffed him, and he should have made the play. And he's the first to say it, and he didn't. And I think when Jake says that he thought it was a hit, it's because Jake probably just thought, okay, he's got a base runner on, it's a hit, let's move on, and wasn't really, I don't think Jake looks up at the scoreboard and pays attention, you know, I'm not saying doesn't pay attention in a bad way.
Right.
But this really wasn't, you know, if he says he thought it was a hit, it's just because, you know, okay, he's got a base runner on, now let's focus on the next guy. And so I don't think he was advocating that the score should have changed his call. Shoot, we already had that in Atlanta this year, where they changed the call in the middle of the game, which changed things. But anyways, I think a lot of people said it could have gone either way. I was impressed with Castro saying, yes, you know, I made a mistake. I should have made that play. The good thing is, in a way, that Arrieta also walked somebody, so it wasn't that the error was the only time a base runner got on. At least there was another instance. So, and then Arrieta got a hit himself, so go figure. So.
Yeah, yeah. Last thing as we kind of put a cap on this week's edition, September 2nd, what do you see this team doing in terms of expanding the roster?
Well, what they're going to do is call up guys. They signed a couple of major leaguers, Quinton Berry and Emilio Bonifacio, to minor league contracts. They were down in Iowa. They'll call them up. What the Cubs are looking for is kind of that extra bench guy that, you know, that they can use as a pinch runner late in games. So they'll sort of be auditioning for that. They'll bring up Javi Baez, which is a good thing. Javi's had a tough year with personal issues and then also an injury, and he's finished up really well at Iowa, so he's expected to join the team, which could be interesting to have him at second base with another rookie. But and then maybe not much in the pitching department. They've got some doubleheaders coming up, so they're going to need some help that way in terms of pitching, but it shouldn't, there won't be an overload of guys. Plus, there isn't that much room in the Wrigley Field clubhouse anyways. So.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Well, Kerry, congratulations on making it all the way back home. And now...
I'm very proud of myself, yes. I've worked on about 45 minutes of sleep, so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You got some good pictures out of it, and now maybe tonight you can jump in the PJs.
Actually, I was planning that, yes.
Maybe next week we'll get back into the grilled cheese sandwich conversation too.
Yes, but I hope people noticed when I did put on Twitter the link to the last week's podcast, I did post a photo of my grilled cheese, and I ate there. It's an outstanding place in San Francisco. It's just, but anyways, we'll move on. We'll find something else to eat. So.
Yeah, indeed. All right, Carrie, thanks so much.
All right.
Carrie Muscat, MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.